From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Marva Hinton. Palm Beach County is considering building a connecting road between the Florida Turnpike and I-95 on a busy thoroughfare in Jupiter. Right now, motorists are exiting one highway at Indiantown Road, driving for a quarter mile, and then getting on the other highway. This causes a lot of traffic on Indiantown Road. Nick Uren is the executive director of the Palm Beach Metropolitan Planning Organization. He says the proposal would go beyond reducing traffic in the area.
If we could get you from the turnpike directly onto I-95 at that area, that would have a benefit both in reducing delay for motorists, freight vehicles, trucking and drivers, reducing congestion on Indiantown Road corridor, and improving safety because you're eliminating vehicle conflict.
The plan would likely connect the southbound turnpike to southbound I-95. Florida Department of Transportation and turnpike officials will have to approve the idea and come up with a design. The federal government is proposing that Florida cut its carbon dioxide emissions from power plants by 38% by the year 2030. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency announced specific targets for all states today as part of the Obama administration's effort to reduce carbon dioxide emissions nationwide. The EPA reports Florida gets about 20% of its energy from coal. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Marva Hinton. Now back to Andy Wagner.